नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् वेदरामाने चैव पुराणे भारते तथा अदेयन्ते च मध्य चे हरि सर्वत्र गीयते मुखं करोति वाचालां पंगुलिङ्गयेते गिरम् मुखं करोति वाचालां पंगुलिङ्गयेते गिरम् यत्कृपातहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणे नष्टप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी. This is in glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartopasham sakshada bhakti yoge adhokshaje lokasya janato vidvanam chakre savata samhitam. So my humble obeisances to all the devotees, especially the senior Vaishnavas, senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada, seeking your blessing so that we can speak for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter number 7, verse number 26. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Trinavrata Shantarayo Vatya Rupa Dharo Haran Rupa Dharo Haran Krishnam Nabho Gati Gantum Nabho Gato Gantim Nashkanod Bhuri Bharabhrit Kanod Bhuri Bharabhrit. What word meaning translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Trinavrataha, the demon Trinavrata, Shantarayaha, the force of the blast reduced. Vatya Rupa Dhara, who had assumed the form of a forceful whirlwind. Haran, and had thus taken away Krishnam, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nabhagataha, went up to the top of the sky. Gantum, to go further. Na ashkanot, was not able. Bhuri bhara bhrit, because Krishna then became more powerful and heavy than the demon. Translation and purport by Divine Gaurishri Prabhupada. Having assumed the form of a forceful whirlwind, the demon Trinavrata took Krishna very high in the sky. But when Krishna became heavier than the demon had to stop his force and could not go no further. Purport by Jivangeshwar Prabhupada. Here is a competition in yogic power between Krishna and Trinavratasura. By practicing mystic yoga, Asura generally attains some perfections in the eight siddhis or perfections, namely anima, laghima, mahima, prapti, prakamya, ishitva, vashitya, and kama vashita. But although a demon may acquire such powers to a very limited extent, he cannot compete with the mystic power of Krishna, for Krishna is Yogeshwar, the source of mystic power. Yatra Yogeshwaro Hari. No one can compete with Krishna. Sometimes, of course, having acquired a fragmental portion of Krishna's mystic power, asuras demonstrate their power to the foolish public and assert themselves to be God, not knowing that God is the supreme Yogeshwara. Here also we see that Trinavarta assumed the Mahima Siddhi and took Krishna away as if Krishna were an ordinary child. But Krishna also became a mystic Mahima Siddha. When Mother Yashoda was carrying him, he became so heavy that his mother, who was usually accustomed to carrying him, could not bear him and had to place him down on the ground. Thus, Trinavrata had been able to take Krishna away in the presence of Mother Yashoda. But when Krishna, high in the sky, assumed the Mahima Siddhi, the demon, unable to go further, was obliged to stop his force and come down according to Krishna's desire. One should not therefore compete with Krishna's mystic power. Devotees automatically have all mystic powers, but they do not like to compete with Krishna. Instead, they fully surrender to Krishna, and their yogic power is demonstrated by Krishna's mercy. Devotee can show mystic yoga so powerful that a demon could not even dream of it, but they never try to demonstrate it for their personal sense gratification. Whatever they do is for the service of the Lord, and therefore they are always in a position superior to that of the demons. There are many karmis, yogis and jnanis who artificially try to compete with Krishna, and thus ordinary foolish people who do not care to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from authorities, they consider some rascals yogi to be Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the present moment, there are many so-called Babas who present themselves as incarnations of God by showing some insignificant mystic wonder, and foolish people regard them as God because of lacking knowledge of Krishna. Purportant. Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjaya Shalakaya Chakshurunimilitam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namam Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the baby Krishna is in the sky. He is high up in the sky along with the demon Trinavarta. So initially Krishna became very heavy on the lap of his mother Yashoda. Then he became very light so that Trinavarta could take him high up in the sky. And now again he is becoming very heavy. What is this? This is wonderful Krishna. He is Yogeshwar as described in the Purport. He is the source of all siddhis. So Krishna is becoming heavier and heavier and heavier. And eventually we would read in the next few verses that Trinavarta, he had to come down and he would be killed eventually. So Krishna is adbhut, wonderful. Why is he adbhut? Because Krishna's all his energies in terms of vaibhav, anubhava, prabhava, they're always with him. His position as a supreme personality of Godhead is not diminished under any circumstances. His supreme majesty is not diminished in any form, in any situation, in any circumstances. Why? Because he is Purna Bhagavan. This is what Prabhupada is highlighting in the first part of the Purport. He is Purna Bhagavan. Purna means complete. Purna Bhagavan. Purnam Adha, Purnam Ida, Purnam Idam. Purnat Purna Madhuchyate, Purnasya Meva Vashishyate. Is Purna Bhagavan. And one of the very important aspect of that Purnata or completeness is that he can perform and achieve multiple objectives with his one Leela. Like Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj, while commenting on this verse and the next few verses, he's saying Krishna had a desire to go high up in the sky. So he decided to perform this Leela. That was his desire. At the same time, he wanted to show his incomparable beautiful form to the celestial beings high up in the sky. And then, of course, he eventually wanted to kill Trinavarta. Achieving multiple objectives at the same time. This is his completeness of the Lord. And that is what Prabhupada is highlighting in the first part of the Purport. That is, his supreme majesty, his supreme position cannot be challenged by mystical powers of these demons. So Prabhupada talks about perfection in this word, in this Purport, sorry. Siddhi, that is perfection. So what Krishna says about perfection in Bhagavad Gita? 7.3, I think, if I remember it correctly. That is, manushyanam sahasreshu kashchit manushyanam sahasreshu kashchit yatati siddhaye yatatmam api siddhanam kashchin mamvati tatvata. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, with respect to this purport, muktaram api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prashanta atma sudurlabha prashanta atma. Anyone remembering the last line not coming? Ashok? na shochati api muni, mahamuni, sorry. So the translation of the first verse is that out of thousands of men, one endeavor for perfection. And out of those who have achieved perfection, siddhi, hardly one knows me in truth. And this is the perfection and siddhi of a devotee. This is the point from this, important point to assimilate from this purport. So what is the siddhi of a devotee? He is not interested in mahima, lagima, prapti. Real siddhi for a devotee is Narayan Parayan, as mentioned in second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is his real siddhi. And that is what he is interested in. Why? Because that is the supreme perfection of human form of life. Narayana Parayana. That is taking complete shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. That is siddhi for us. That is siddhi for devotees. Prabhupada writes on the purport 7.3, I'm quoting. He analyzed different ways of achieving this siddhi, where you can take complete shelter of the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, jnana, other type of ashtanga yogas. And then eventually Prabhupada conclude, you can achieve this siddhi, this perfection, only through the process of devotional services. Jai Shri Shri Radha Sam Sundar Krishna Balam Gorilthaya Ki Jai. It is just like one time one of the very scholarly person from a big university in India, he approached Bhakti Siddhanta Sastri Thakur Maharaj. So he said, Maharaj, I have some questions. I would like to ask you some questions. So Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj could immediately figure out what was there in his heart. He wanted to show his scholarship. So Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, not now. You go to that room and then I will talk to you later on. So he sent him to another room. And in that room, all the other disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, they were doing devotional services. So they induced him also in devotional services. So after some time, he came out and then he met Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj again. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj asked him, so do you have questions now? He said, no Maharaj, all my questions have been answered. So this is the potency of devotion services, bhakti yoga. Then Prabhupada further explains that many people who are not practicing bhakti yoga, devotion services, they claim that bhakti yoga is very easy. All these jnanis, yogis, karmic, bhakti yoga is very easy. If it is that easy, then why don't they practice it themselves? What is the reason given by Prabhupada? Because it is very difficult for non-devotees to accept the authority. And that is what Prabhupada is talking about in the second part of the purport, authority. Very, very difficult for them to accept authority. Even for we are trying to become, at least I am trying to become a devotee. It's very, very difficult to accept the authority. Why? False ego. Very difficult to accept the authority. So unless and until you accept the authority of Sadhu Guru Shastra, you cannot achieve Siddhi in our devotion services. Siddhi in devotion services is Narayan Parayan. That is Siddhi in devotion services. That is what we are aspiring for. You cannot achieve it. It is just like Prabhupada gave the example of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Can we understand Srimad Bhagavatam unless and until we accept the authority of a person, Bhagavat? Impossible. You can memorize thousands of verses, you can read millions of times. You cannot. Why? Because you have not accepted the authority of a person, Bhagavat. That is why it is explained by Acharyas that you must listen Bhagavatam only from person, Bhagavat. Why?
Because all the shastric conclusions are hidden within the heart of a pure soul, a person, Bhagavat. You cannot just read it and get it with your conditioned mind and conditioned intelligence. Impossible. You can try doing it. You cannot do that. And that is the point Prabhupada is highlighting here. That is why it is said that if you really want to develop taste, ruchi for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you must serve the person Bhagavat. Service attitude. Submissively. If you don't serve the person Bhagavat, you cannot develop taste Bhagavatam in Srimad Bhagavatam. You might hear it mechanically, millions of times, same pastime, millions of times. No ruchi is there. It's all mechanical. No ruchi is there. No taste is there. Because you're not accepting the authority of a person Bhagavat. You're not serving the person Bhagavat. That is the point. So you cannot execute these services, devotion services, whimsically. As explained by Rupa Goswami Maharaj also, what is that verse from Bhaktisiddhanta Sindhu? Where he's saying, Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Vidham Vina Ekantika Harir Bhaktir Utpadeva Kalpate. This is verse from Bhaktisiddhanta Sindhu, where Rupa Goswami Maharaj is saying, that if you do not accept the authority of Shastras and you try to execute devotion services whimsically, it is just a disturbance in the society. That's all, nothing else. So, in this age of Kali Yuga, if you really want to achieve Siddhi, Siddhi for devotees, for us, as I said before, is Narayan Parayana. We are not interested in Lagima, Prapti, all the Siddhi. Like one instance from Prabhupada's life, one time one yogi, he came to Prabhupada and he created Gulab Jamun. And he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Swamiji, this is my Siddhi, this is my power, what is your energy? Prabhupada replied, I transformed hippies into happy, that is my Siddhi. And that is the point Prabhupada is making in the purport. The devotee is not interested in all these lagima, prapti, all these type of siddhis. So in this age of Kali Yuga, you can achieve this perfection through the process of Naam Prabhu. And that is the process given to us by Mahaprabhu. We are followers of Mahaprabhu. But this must be chanted under the guidance of authority, the point we are discussing, as reflected in the pastime of Vallabha Bhatt. Vallabha Bhatt, he was a very scholarly person. He came to Jagannath Puri from Navadvip Dham, and he had a lot of pride within his heart. He wanted to establish himself as a great devotee in Jagannath Puri with his scholarship, with his knowledge. So he approached Mahaprabhu. He said, Mahaprabhu, I would like to speak to you Srimad Bhagavatam. What was the reply of Mahaprabhu? Hey, I am not qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. I am Mayavadi actually. Whatever little I know, it is all because of Advaitacharya Prabhu. I have been purified because of the association of Advaitacharya Prabhu. Another time he went, approached Mahaprabhu and said, Mahaprabhu, I would like to give you the commentary which I have written on Naam. Mahaprabhu replied, I only know one thing, that is Naam is for me Yashodananda Krishna. I don't know anything else. Whatever little I know, it is because of Haridas Thakur. Now this has a very deep meaning. What Mahaprabhu is hinting at, authority, that is, if you really want to, before you start speaking about Naam Prabhu, before you write commentaries, you must accept the authority of Haridas Thakur. You must associate with Advaitacharya Prabhu. That is the point that he is making here. And then eventually this particular devotee, Vallabha Bhatt, he became very angry. Internally, not externally, internally. Because he was very puffed up. So he came to Mahaprabhu one day and he said,
Sihi vakhan kari, Sihi vyakhan karnena, Yehi, Yehi vade ani, Eka vakya kahe, Tate shirdar nahi mani. प्रभु हसी कहे स्वामी यदि नहीं मानी वैश्यारे भीतरे करिए गणनाना.
Wonderful verse is relevant to the subject matter we are discussing. He said, so in the first verse the translation is, Vallabha Bhatt challenged the authority of Shridhar Swami. He is saying the commentary of Shridhar Swami on Srimad Bhagavatam is not consistent. That is the translation of the first words. So I don't accept it. So what was the reply of Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu said, if you do not accept the authority of Shridhar Swami, then you are like a prostitute. Vaishya bhitre kariye ganana. Why? Because you are not chased to the authority. A devotee must be chased to the authority. Yeah? Any authority. Spiritual authority, of course, I am talking about. Guru, sadhu. Yeah? He must be chased to the authority. And that is the message Mahaprabhu is giving us in this pastime. So, when we are chased to the mantra data, who's mantra data? Our spiritual master who has given us mantra, when we have complete faith on him, then we can achieve siddhi as a devotee, perfection as a devotee. And one of the very important anga of achieving that perfection, as Prabhupada mentions also in today's purport, hearing process. When you talk with respect to Naam Prabhu, it is very, very important that we hear about Mahima, the glories of Naam Prabhu. Regularly hear about the Mahima of Naam Prabhu. That will help us in achieving Siddhi through the process of chanting through Naam Prabhu. And Mahaprabhu set some examples with respect to that. So as you know, in Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu would be invited by many of his devotees for prasadam. So one time, one poor Brahmana, materially poor Brahmana, he approached Mahaprabhu. And he said, Mahaprabhu, please come and have prasadam at my house. Mahaprabhu replied, I only accept prasadam at the house of Lakshmipati. Lakshmipati, who's Lakshmipati? You understand, all of you understand, Lakshmipati means? Who is very rich. So Brahmana became very morose, very sad. And then Mahaprabhu smiled and said, I will accept your prasadam because you are Lakshmipati. Why? Because every day you chant 1 lakh name. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavata I am quoting. So anyone who chants 1 lakh name, he is Lakshmipati. And Mahaprabhu would accept his offering. So hearing this pastime, many devotees in Jagannath Puri, they started to chant 64 rounds every day. So Mahaprabhu is a very, very practical teacher. He's not a theoretical man only. As explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj also, in many of his wonderful transcendental songs. O dile aruna purab bhage, dvij mane gora hamani jage, bhakta samuha lele sangha, vraje gila vraje nagar, tathai bhaje ragro. Ghana ghana tai sajira rol, prema dhana dhana swarne anga, prema dhana dhana swarne anga, nupur
चरण साजे कृष्णा नाम शुद्ध करी पान जुरते भक्ति विनोद प्राण नाम बिना किछु नहीं और चौदह त्रिभुवन माझे.
All these songs from Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj, they are scriptures. They are not different from scriptures. So Mahaprabhu, the translation of these wonderful songs is, in brief, with the rising sun in the east direction, Mahaprabhu has awakened. And he, along with all his associate, he has gone out to perform Sankirtan. So he's a practical teacher.
So the most important point is that this you must do under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, not whimsically.
If you really want to achieve perfection, the siddhi that Prabhupada is talking about in today's purport. Then in the second part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about different bhokas incarnations, difference between the bhokas incarnations and the real incarnations. That reminds me of a pastime in Srimad Bhagavatam of a Paundrika king. We are going to study it later on. So there was a king, Paundrika king. Because of the flattery of some of the foolish people in his kingdom, he started advertising himself as Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am God. I am real Krishna. And Krishna in Dwarka is fake. He sent a letter to him with his messenger. And in the letter, he told Krishna that, Krishna, you give up the position of a Supreme Personality of Godhead and give up all your divine symbols and divine weapons. Otherwise, prepare to fight. Then the messenger came to Dwarka. Krishna, in his assembly, he started to laugh. And he replied back. He said, I will smash your assumed divine symbols and chakra. And you will lie on the battlefield. And dogs will take shelter of your body. I'm just cutting it short. Then eventually Krishna killed him. The Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj gives a beautiful commentary on this. So we are all actually Paundrika. Why are we all Paundrika? Because we are trying to imitate Krishna in the enjoying spirit. That is why we are also Paundrika. We are trying to copy Krishna in terms of enjoyment spirit I am talking about. So what we should do? We should send a messenger. Who is that messenger? Our spiritual master. And what should be the message? Krishna, I surrender onto your lotus feet. This is how Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj commented on this. So why are we all Paundrika? Because we have designations. Correct? Because we have designations. And we want to enjoy those designations. I am a great speaker. I am a great temple president. I am a great devotee. Designations. These are designations. And you must overcome these designations. Otherwise you are as good as Paundrika. So how do we overcome these designations? That is by taking complete shelter of the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day. So when Mahaprabhu was giving Sambandha Shiksha to Sanatana Goswami Maharaj, Sanatana Goswami Maharaj deliberately asked a question. He said, Mahaprabhu, how would I recognize avataras, real genuine avataras?
प्रभु कहे अन्य अवतारा शास्त्र द्वारा जानी प्रभु कहे अन्य अवतारा शास्त्र द्वारा जानी
कलिते ताईचा अवतारा शास्त्र वाक्य मानी स्वरूप लक्षण और स्वरूप लक्षण और तथस्त्र लक्षण एही दुई वस्तु सब मुनि जाना जानी.
दिस इज द आंसर विद रिस्पेक्ट टू द सेकंड पार्ट ऑफ द पर्पट. Who's a real incarnation and who's a bogus incarnation? So the translation of these two verses is as follows. So Mahaprabhu is saying, if you really want to know real genuine incarnation, you should know through Shastra Dwara Jani, through Shastras. You must accept the authority of Shastras. The point which we have been talking about. And in this age of Kali Yuga, Shastra Vakyamani. And there is no difference between the Vakya of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. They are always in harmony. And then in the next verse that we recited, Mahaprabhu is saying, there are two symptoms with the help of which you can recognize the genuine avatar. What are those? First is Swarupa Lakshana. The second is Tathastra Lakshana. So what is Swarupa Lakshana? Swarupa Lakshana refers to the personal features, the nature, the chinnas, the pachinnas. And tathastra lakshan refers to marginal symptoms. Marginal symptom refers to uncommon activities of the avataras. So with the help of tathastra lakshan, with the help of swarupa lakshan, we can very easily recognize who is a genuine avatar incarnation of the Lord. Once again, the same point which we have been talking about, you must accept the authority of Guru, Shastra, Sadhu. But we don't accept it because of our false ego. So false ego has to be purified. False ego has to be transformed into real ego. And for purification, the point that Prabhupada is talking about, hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Every day. But here, in this very submissively, not in a challenging spirit, that will not help us. Very submissively. And you always pick up, even if Prabhupada explains in one of the purport, when a genuine sadhu, pure sadhu, is speaking Hari Katha, because Krishna is within his heart, so the dust, the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna is carried when pure sadhu is speaking. And that will impact our heart. That will transform our heart. That is why, you know, there are so many Bhagavatam speakers. You all know it more than me. Giving wonderful Bhagavat Kathas or whatever. But no transformation. Why? Because their message is not equipped with the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. Because Bhajan Nandan Shyam is not there actually. So, when we hear from those pure sadhus, those authorities, then our false ego can be purified. And once it is purified, then we can very easily recognize genuine incarnation. So, Prabhupada writes on the purport that why do we have so many incarnations, bogus incarnations, I mean? Because people do not refer to the Shastras. Why they do not refer to the Shastras? Because they have no faith in the authority of the Shastras. Or they have no faith in the authority of those who are speaking Harikatha. And because of that, they are in ignorance.
So once we cultivate the culture of listening through introducing Brahminical culture in the society in general, then we can become free from this bogus incarnation that Prabhupada is talking about in the later part of the purport. But how many of people in general I am talking about come to listen Bhagavatam? They don't listen Bhagavatam. They are not interested only. No taste or no faith in authority. So this is how we can become free from bogus incarnations. So with this message I stop here. Any questions or comments, most welcome. The answer is given in today's purport, if you have heard it carefully, because devotees, they do not want to exhibit their powers, they do not want to show off, they do not want to advertise themselves. So otherwise they have, rishis have powers, all those who were performing yajnas and all, they are very powerful personalities. But they depended on Ram, na? And that is what Prabhupada is saying. They depend on Krishna completely. They depend upon the Lord completely. That is their power. Their power lies in declaring their dependence on Krishna. That is why. Otherwise they were powerful. Like Parikshit Maharaj, listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, he could have averted the curse very easily, but he didn't do it. No? That is the point. They do not exhibit their powers. Their power lies in declaring their dependence on Krishna. That is it. So,
you know, it's not good to be proud that I'm, you know, a great singer, a great president, a great this or that, but Prabhupada said we can be proud to be Krishna's devotees. So how's that pride different than being proud of our material accomplishments, but also, but at the same time, we should be proud to be Krishna's devotees?
So, to be having a pride to be Krishna's devotee is real ego. So, you spoke about singer or whatever. If you are having an attitude and mood of being a servant of Krishna, and you are singing in that mood and spirit, then you are a great singer and great devotee at the same time. But if you are not singing in the spirit and the mood of servant of a servant of a servant, then you are a great singer only. That is the point. So in simple words, when you are a great singer, you are driven by false ego. But when you are a great devotee,
you are driven by real ego. So real ego should be the center, should be the focus. I want to give Bhagavatam because I am a servant of Krishna. I want to give Bhagavatam because I am servant of Guru and Krishna. I want to sing because I want to sing for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Not because I am a great singer or because everybody will look at me that I am a great singer. So when you have it comes down to the point of state of consciousness. If you have that state of consciousness that I am a servant of my Guru and Krishna, and then you are executing this task of singing or whatever you are speaking about, then you are a great devotee and great singer. So you should be first a great devotee. Rest everything will come. Like our Gurudev would say, Bhaktisiddhanta Damodar Swami Maharaj, try to become a great devotee. Try to become a good devotee. Precise words. Rest everything will fall in place. That's all. So that is the answer. If we try to become a good devotee, rest everything will fall in place. Singer or whatever. That's all. So can you, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your question completely because of this bells. Can you just briefly explain me one more time?
Mentioning how, but
Yeah, Vallabhacharya, you can't accept, you know, what we're saying, I have a better commentary than Sridhar. And Bhagavatamya said that, you know, the one doesn't follow the previous
Yeah.
prostitute.
Yeah.
Prabhupada makes a comment on it. And Sumanti Murarji was upset because she's a follower of Vallabhacharya. So it was taken out of context, right? He was saying that that was spoken in public or this. So we should be careful what we say and that technique.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for the comment. Yes, Prabhu.
I have to correct. If he was quoting me with Prabhupada, I never heard him saying we're proud to be devotee of Krishna. He said we're proud to be servant of Krishna. Prabhupada, he chose those words very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
He actually once said, we never say we're devotee. We can always say we're servant. So that's what
Thank you, Guru. Yes, Guru. Yeah, it's for Lakpati. Yes. Lakpati, yes, you're right. You're right. Lakpati means those who chant 100,000 names, yes. Slip of tongue. Yeah, you're right, accept it. About these Puranas, there are 18 Puranas and there are different Puranas written for people who are influenced by different modes of material nature. So those who are in the mode of ignorance, those who are in the mode of passion, and then in the mode of goodness. So if you really want to come to the right understanding or right conclusion, you should hear from the right sources. Right sources means those who are coming in parampara system. So when you hear from those right sources, then you will not be confused. That is why, as we discussed, you should not just read all this transcendental literature. You have to hear them from the right sources. And right sources means those who are coming in bona fide sampradayas and those who are coming in parampara. Then you will have no doubts. No, there is no confusion. This is, if you hear from the right sources, you can harmonize them. Then there is no contradiction actually. If you study all this philosophy in details and you hear about them from the right sources, you will find that there is no contradiction, whatever you say. Contradictions or doubts come when we try to study them with our own intelligence, with our own conditioning, then we have problems. Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.